and welcome to Coffee Talk with Lena Midla, where wellness, wisdom, and a little bit of woo come together. So go ahead and pour yourself a cozy cup and join me for conversations that inspire, empower, and help you unleash your limitless potential. Hey friends, Lena here. You ever notice how a really good cup of coffee demands your attention? The smell, the steam, the slow pour, it's an invitation to be here, to savor, to breathe. And yet most of us drink that beautiful cup while scrolling, answering texts, half listening to our kids ask us a question for the third time. We're all half caffeinated and half living. So today, let's talk about reclaiming presence, about why tech keeps pulling us out of the moment and how to start living like your coffee, intentional, rich, and full-bodied. And just to say, this is not a one and done conversation. This is complex. We're going to keep coming back to it, more insights, more strategies, because we're all learning how to navigate this tech-filled world together. Okay, this blew my mind. A study from the University of Texas showed that just having your phone in the room, not even using it, not even looking at it, lowers your brain's ability to think clearly. Problem solving, memory, attention, all impacted. And we wonder why we feel so scattered. Our brains are constantly scanning. Our nervous systems are low-key agitated all the time. Look, I want to be clear. This isn't about shame. It's about awareness and choice. Because the default, my friends, is it's not working. I'll give you a personal example. I've been watching myself over the course of, the last couple of years. I'm kind of been looking back. And there was another example of this that happened the other night. My husband and I are sitting down to watch a show together. It's our time together to decompress after the kids have gone to bed. We like a lot of the same programming. We look forward to watching it together. And he got up to go take the dog out. And what did I do immediately? I reached for my phone. He was gone for probably 2 minutes, maybe five. And I reached for my phone, not because I had to, just because it was there. It's like we don't even let ourselves be bored anymore. But that space, that quiet, that's where the good stuff happens. My best ideas always come in the shower. Why? Because it's tech-free. What if we invited more of that? Slowness, boredom, stillness. What if those aren't problems to solve, but doorways to presence? And this one really hits deep. And I'm going to try not to cry when I'm sharing it with you. But I've realized I'm constantly showing my kids that the phone, whatever's on it, is more important than them. I catch myself saying, one sec, while I scroll again and again. And I hate how that feels. That's not the story I want to write, not the rhythm I want them to inherit. We as parents have to model presence because we're shaping what normal looks like for the next generation. And if you are a millennial or older like I am, we have the privilege of growing up, spending our early childhood without the internet, without all of the tech constantly bombarding us. So what did I do? One strategy that I've been implementing is to really try to raise my kids as 90s kids. So we got a landline. Yeah, an actual plug in the wall phone. So if the kids want to reach us or want to talk to their grandparents, they can call them. And honestly, I think it's one of the best decisions we've made. It gives us permission also to leave our phones alone. Because the people who truly need to reach us can. And I don't know, maybe that's the answer for more of us. A simple landline, or you can even do this as a digital line. That's really what we have. We don't have a hardwired line, but we're using a real, cordless handset. And this is a way to say, I'm reachable, but I'm reclaiming my peace. And the person who is reaching out to you has to think, do I really want to interrupt this person's evening or weekend? Is the thing that I want to talk to them about important enough, or can it wait? Because we're also in this era of instant gratification where, oh, I'll just shoot this person a text. Oh, I'll just shoot them an email. And we expect to be responded to instantly. Or when we receive that message, we feel compelled to respond instantly. Okay, so if you're feeling this too, here are a few ways for you to start taking back your time and your brain and your life. Number one, phone-free time blocks. I try to leave my phone in another room now when I come home in the evenings. Just me, music, and my kids. Two, tech-free days. This is where I think that the religious Jews have it right, that from Friday at sundown to Saturday at sundown, there is no work. There is no tech. Maybe start with half a day on Sunday. No socials, no screens, go analog. Number three, I think it's important to communicate your boundaries. Let people know when you don't answer. Empower them to adapt and yourself to breathe. I think one of the things that we do is we maybe decide in our own heads that we're not going to respond. And then there's this fear that kicks up that, oh my gosh, what if there's an emergency? What if this person needs something from me? What if they don't know how to get a hold of me? What if they hate me? They think I hate them. And this inner dialogue kind of starts when, in reality, I know when I send a text, I have an awareness that somebody's not probably not going to be able to respond right away. And that's something I had to like teach myself over time, because I don't know about you, but at first, when I'd send a text and not get a response right away, I'd have to look back at the text and be like, oh my God, did I say something offensive? Did I hurt somebody's feelings inadvertently? Was I cold and callous? And it's like, no, they were just in a session, or they were driving, or their phone ran out of battery, or whatever. So setting those boundaries, communicating that to, if you work with clients, to your clients, to your family, to your friends, will allow you to feel better giving yourself that space and grace. Number four, silence your notifications. Seriously, all of them. Choose when you check in. When you have an app on your phone, and I do this at least with my social media, which has been incredibly helpful. As a type A Capricorn sacral generator, I don't like leaving things open-ended. And so when I see those badges, those things, those little red icons that say you've got one message, three messages, 2,042 messages, that sends me into a feeling of anxiety and overwhelm. But what I've started doing, at least with my social, is I take it off my main front page screen of my phone, and I disabled the badges and notifications, so that I get to choose when I go into the app. Number five, replace reach with rest. Next time you feel that itch to scroll, sit with it. Breathe. Grab a drink of water, sip it a little bit more slowly, or that cup of coffee, and notice what's here. This is something that I have worked on with clients in the past when it comes to food cravings. And I had a coach a long time ago share this with me, that cravings come in waves. It's never a consistent all the way through. There's an onset, it swells, and as you sit with it, it does die down. And so we can do the same thing with tech. When you feel that urge to check your phone for a message, rather than doing it, sit with it. Breathe. Maybe go do something else, or just notice, why are you reaching for your phone? Are you nervous about the outcome of a communication of some sort? Are you bored? Do you just feel low and want to feel more connected? Just start noticing. Look, these are all small shifts, but they should start producing big ripple effects. And here's the truth. And as I'm sitting here sharing this with you, I want you to know I'm also really, 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 really sharing this with myself. I have not figured it all out, but I know I have a deep knowing within myself that I have to. I have to figure it out because I'm observing this in children. I'm observing this in my clients. I'm observing this in myself, in my husband, in this micro, small microcosm of society around me. Just start looking around and you see there's this undercurrent of agitation. There's difficulty with eye contact and smiling, distracted driving, distracted walking, friends sitting together at a restaurant and everyone's heads are down. This is something that we need to start figuring out and addressing. And don't get me wrong, tech is amazing and wonderful and beautiful. It gives you a wider reach. You can get information so much quicker. I'm more connected to so many more people now because of the use of tech. But we need to understand its shortcomings. We need to start learning how to work with it and not let it run our lives. Life is not found in our phones. It really is found in the pauses, the sips, the giggle from the other room. And our kids don't need a perfect parent. They need a present one. And presence is a practice. One we're going to keep coming back to again and again with grace and honesty and determination. So maybe today you choose to drink your coffee tech-free. Maybe you take one deep breath before you check your phone. Because you, my friend, are worth showing up fully for. And so is this life. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with a friend who needs a little reminder to slow down and be here now. I feel like changes like this sometimes also become easier if you form a pact with someone, whether it be your spouse or significant other or another mom friend. Committing to each other can make it easier to go through the initial tough spots and having that accountability and support or trying new strategies, all of that can be super helpful. And if you haven't yet, hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the goodness coming your way. I'll be back again next week with more coffee-fueled reflections, breathwork, wisdom, woo, interviews. And until then, put down your phone, take a deep breath, and come back to yourself. The information shared on Coffee Talk with Lena Midlett is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical, psychological, or professional advice. While we discuss wellness, health, and personal development, nothing in this podcast should be taken as a substitute for professional guidance. Always consult with a qualified healthcare provider before making any changes to your health or wellness routine. The views expressed by guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the host. By listening, you agree to take full responsibility for your own health and well-being.